This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbab Rasulullah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, ma min walidin, wala walidatin, إلا يؤرقه هم أولاده. We can absolutely safely say that the biggest concerns that parents have nowadays is the well-being of their children. And time passes by so quickly, subhanAllah, that this is the beginning of the year, the school year. And many people will be saying, man, I cannot believe my baby from yesterday is being sent off to college. I cannot believe my little kids are about to start high school. I cannot believe the kid that I was holding and playing with, you know, they are on their way to the university. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them successful, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And sometimes one of the most difficult decisions to make is, do I send my child out of town? Does he stay with me? But this is such a good opportunity. And sometimes parents, for many different reasons, end up sending their kids away. Not that they don't want the kids, but they want the best for their kids. And whether it be in town, out of town, man, what can I tell my child? Now that my child is about to embark on a new, but what can I tell my child? Because as you know, subhanAllah, many things are happening around colleges and universities. Of concern, of course, is the enrollment. Enrollment is low. 17% colleges are suffering nowadays because students are not coming to college after COVID. Our own college here, Southwest, prior to college, they had 12,000 students. Right now, they have a little less than about 6,500 students. Seven campuses, 6,500 students. Students are not coming back again. Students are not coming. Don't know why this is happening. But then there are the challenges that we, specifically Muslim parents, are very, very concerned about as we send our kids off to school. Like many people, the first challenge that these kids are going to face is the idea of homesick. And this is the first time my kids are leaving me. This is the first time that my kids are leaving home. I've never been away from my parents before, but now all of a sudden, people start feeling homesick within the first month, within the first few weeks. You know, once they settle in their classes and they know what their schedule is like, they start feeling homesick. You got the idea of what about the pressure that they're going to get? They say that the most difficult time for college and university students is the first semester. Because of lack of supervision, parents are no longer around. There is a lot of free time, especially if they are not working. And there is a lot of peer pressure coupled with excitement and sometimes boredom. And that is not a good combination. Free time, boredom, excitement, or this lack of excitement. And then there is the pressure. People would want to be excited. And that's why, statistically speaking, you know, the first time that people try alcohol is usually around the first semester in college or at the university. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, ya Rabbil Alameen. So what can I tell my child? Rather than we telling our children, why don't we let Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to our children through us? يقول ابن عباس كنت رديف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مشى بنا ثم التفت إلي وقال ابن عباس said one time I was sharing a ride or I was traveling with the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. We don't know whether they were walking or they were riding on something. He said that I was walking with the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he looked back at me and he said يا غلام. Then the Prophet of Allah looked at me and he said, young man, إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. I am about to teach you some words. شوف يا أخوان سبحان الله حتى الواحد يعني يستمتع بهذا الحديث. سأقول لكم على حاجة. ابن عباس ولد قبل الهجرة بثلاث سنوات. Just so that you appreciate this conversation that's taking place between ابن عباس and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, keep this in mind. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking to Ibn Abbas, keep in mind that Ibn Abbas was born 3 years prior to the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at most, at absolutely most, Ibn Abbas was about 14, 15 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking to him. قصار عمر ابن عباس في هذه الحادثة 14, 15, 16 سنة بالكثير. That's how old he was. Because see, sometimes we make the mistake that if you consistently talk to your young boy as a young boy, don't be surprised if he continues to act like a young boy. And we see this happening nowadays. In their 20s, they're still acting like teenagers. In their 30s, they're still acting like teenagers. In their 40s, and they're addicted to video games. Treat them, speak to them like young boys, they will behave and act like young boys. Speak to him like a man. And you see that a man is emerging out of him. So the Prophet ﷺ is speaking to Ibn Abbas, 14, 15 year old. And what does he say? Ya ghulam, said, young man, I am about to teach you some words. Inni u'allimuka kalimat. Listen now, this is the conversation that he ﷺ is having with Ibn Abbas. And this is the type of conversation that we need to have with our kids. احفظ الله يحفظك. Be guardful of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard you. كلام كيف احفظ الله؟ كيف أنا أحفظ الله؟ الكلام فيه حذف تقديره احفظ أوامر الله. Now there is omission in Arabic. That's just part of the eloquence of the language. Said that be God, meaning that guard the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. احفظ الله يحفظك, and Allah shall protect you. Allah shall protect you. Man, that's the first thing that we want for our kids. We want our a sense of security. I want to make sure that my kid is safe. How do I ensure their safety? Man, be mindful of Allah. Guard the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah shall guard you. قالوا حفظ الله ساعات يكون بالهبة وحفظ الله يكون بالمنع. And the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards, that many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give and grant us what we ask for, and many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love would absolutely prevent us from what it is that we're asking for. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يحمي عبده المؤمن من الدنيا كما يحمي أحدكم مريضه من الطعام والشراب. هذا بيسموه إيش؟ منع محبة وليس منع عقاب. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as Imam Ahmad reports, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects a servant of his in this life, like you people protect the sick amongst you when you do not give them certain food and you do not give them certain drinks. Why not? Because it's not good for them. You are not giving them out of love. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, out of love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, ya Rabbil Alameen, by not giving us. احفظ الله يحفظك. Be guardful of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah shall guard you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Be mindful of Allah and He will be there ever for you. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. And if you must beg, beg only of Allah. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And if you must ask for assistance, ask only of the assistant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمْ. You know, this idea of we are afraid of pressure. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. He said that, I am my talking to this young man. He said, then know this. If all the people were to gather and decide that they're going to harm you, they cannot harm you in the least, unless it be something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed for you. وَعْلَمْ لَوْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know that if the people get all together and they decide that they want to benefit you, they only can benefit you with something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. يعني ابتداء وانتهاء الأمر بيد الله. To begin with, to end with, all the matters are decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? A sense of honor, عزة, sense of كرامة, dignity. You know, you teach your kids, don't beg, don't ask, don't involve yourself in these things. You know, be somebody who walks with dignity. بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أن لا نسأل الناس شيئا. He said that we gave our allegiance, our pledge to the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that we would not ask people for anything. فكان أحدنا إذا سقط صوته نزل وأخذه. So much so that we would be riding on our mount. Your whip falls down, he said. We would get down and pick it up. It's tasking, getting off the horse, getting off the camel, getting off whatever it is that you can just ask the person, hey, man, can you hand it over to me? He said, don't do that. Said, even that much? He said, what happens at that? This idea of being dignified, living with honor, not begging, not asking. He said, don't do that. And then he says, تعرف على الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. He said, young man, get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of prosperity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you and know you in times of adversity. It's very easy to beg and pray when we are in trouble. You know what's the first thing that atheists do when they're in trouble? They start praying to God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. So he said, no. He said, the way we do it is, he said that, get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your times of ease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know you in your times of difficulties. تعرف على الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر. And then he said, my son, he said, remember this. He said that victory, triumph is for those who patiently persevere. Now, 4 years is a long time. In getting through this degree or that degree, man, that takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of sleepless nights. It just takes a lot. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, be it in school matters, be it in any other matter, said that wa'lam anna an-nasra ma'a sabr. So that if you want to eventually succeed, you've got to be patient. You've got to patiently persevere. Wa anna ma'a al-usri yusra. And remember that with every difficulty, eventually comes ease. رفعت الأقلام جفت الصحف. And then he said, the pens have been lifted and the ink has dried up. كأنه رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. المكتوب مكتوب. You know, this idea of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the pens have been lifted and the ink has dried up and the pages are all dry now. Point here is that it is being decreed. Meaning that don't go around seeking haram. Don't go around seeking illegal. Don't go around seeking this and that. But that's what you do. This is part of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would engage young people. In addition to that, also being inspired by the different teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this importance of talking to our children, who do they befriend? One of the most crucial decisions that we make in life is the company that we keep. والعرب قديما تقول والصاحب ساحب عن المرء لا تسأل وسل عن قرينه فالقرين والخليل بالمقارن يقتدي. Said if you want to know a person, said before you get to know the person, ask about the type of company that they keep. What kind of friends do they have? Man, our friends have so much influence over us, many times depending on the developmental stage that we are in life. Many times our friends have more influence on us than our own parents. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلُ الْمَرْءُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person is usually adopts the lifestyle of the company that they keep. So be mindful of the type of company that you keep. And that's a very important conversation you've got to have with your children. All have to do that at any stage, but especially when they're no longer around us. Who are your friends? Who do you decide to keep good company? Don't be afraid to say, man, I want you to befriend a practicing Muslim. There's nothing wrong with saying that. I really want my kids to be in the company of practicing Muslims. A sense of belonging. I am not alone. Nothing wrong. Does that make us hateful? No, it just makes us practical. Man, it is easy to be a practicing Muslim when you are in the company of other practicing Muslims. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, this idea of inviting people to being part of a group. إنما يأكل الذئب من الغنم القاسية. He said, you know, the wolf is only able to devour the sheep that has went stray from the rest of the flock. You watch, you know, the animal planet, and just you see that the way that the beast, you know, prey on a group, what do? They isolate one. The minute you get isolated, you're done. You're devoured. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is very, very practical. Be careful about the company that you keep. You've got to be careful about the company that you keep. And if you are in the wrong company, you will absolutely start making the wrong decisions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them success in this life as well as in the hereafter, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. And we want to wish our children the absolute best. Like I said, be it locally, be it out of town, be it that they're starting it's high school, elementary school, going away for college. Reminding our children that in our deen, knowledge is never for the sake of knowledge. Knowledge is never for the sake of money. But we are taught that knowledge is for the sake of humanity. How does what I know, what I am learning, how is it going to contribute to the betterment of humanity? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كتم علما علمه الله إياه ألجمه الله بلجام من نار يوم القيامة. So that whosoever conceals knowledge that he is blamed, that he has been blessed with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day, because the concealment was on the mouth, he said, they shall be bridled with the bridles of the hellfire. Give you an example. The most common disease that kills people nowadays is malaria. About 24,000 people die every single day because of malaria. You would think that big pharmaceutical companies are going to be all over it. You know, let's find a vaccine. Let's find a cure for malaria. You would think that. But then you'd be surprised to find out that most of the research that is done is actually done on lotions and shampoos and conditioners. Why do you do that? What's about all who's going to pay? So here we have knowledge that is not for the sake of humanity, but knowledge for the sake of money. In our deen, and subhanAllah, the beauty of our deen is that there is no dichotomy between secular knowledge and religious knowledge. وهذا من جمال الدين. شوف هذا التقسيم, هذا علم دنيوي وعلم أخروي. لا, نقول إيش؟ هذا كون الله المنظور وهذا كتاب الله المسطور. But what do we say? We say that this is the creation of Allah, this is the revelation of Allah. Whether you are studying his revelation, whether you are studying his creation, ultimately you are seeking knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no dichotomy in our deen. But ultimately, as we embark on learning, we want to learn for the sake of humanity. And of course, through that comes people making money and all of these things. But subhanAllah, once again, time passes so quickly. Time passes really, really quickly. For example, you know that it has been a year since our sister Naseem passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And people just say, has it really been a year? Time is passing by, man. I remember, people say, look, I remember holding my kids, and now I remember sending my kids away. I don't know what just happened. It's been 15, 18 years. I can't fathom that it's been 18 years since that happens. So those who still have their kids at home, and those who are still with their parents, let's take advantage of the presence, our presence with each other. And once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them success in this life as well as in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them good choices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them good friends, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.